This message was meant to find you right before you are reborn. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something that you are working on or that you would like to bring into today's session, I more than welcome you to do so. To get started, I am going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As this breath deepens, tune into your body. Where are you in space? What is supporting you? If you're standing on your feet, sitting on a chair, maybe laying down, allow the earth beneath you to hold you. If there are any muscles that are achy, thoughts that are a little rough, just send the breath there. Allow whatever comes up. Just notice it. Let it be. And let it pass. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going, keep inhaling, fill up your lungs like a balloon, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breath to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay, happy Monday, everybody. I am going to start shuffling our cards today. And as I do so, I want you to tune back in to our theme of the self that manifests as well-being, and anything else you may have brought into today's session. If you have a question, hold it in your mind, but if not, just stay open. Our card today is the Knight of Cups. This knight shows a gallant fighter on horseback wearing silver armor, traditional helmet with wings adorning the top, a beautiful white steed that is slowly galloping forward, and a cup in his hand held outstretched, with some mountains in the background as though they're about to cross over a river in front of them as well. We talk about the suits a lot on this channel, and the cups is that of passion, of love, of relationships, of connection, and the knight is a warrior for those things. But today, the thing that's really sticking out about this card is the river they're about to cross. Some rebirth that occurs as you step foot in this river. I'm reminded of the Greek myth of the river Lethe, I believe. I want to say Styx, but that's not the right river. It's the river Lethe. The river Lethe is said in Greek mythology to erase the memories once you step into it. It is completely purifying, and souls of the underworld must pass through it before they are born with an E, or not, on the other side in this new incarnation of their soul. There is also the proverb, you never step in the same river twice. I believe that's Heraclitus. It's definitely in a classical philosopher. And then we have the biblical myth of John the Baptist and Jesus's baptism in the river, right? Rivers, historically, in storytelling, in myth, represent cleansing, rebirth, being renewed. And as this knight and his gallant steed are about to cross over this river, their feet must dip in, and they will not be the same on the other side. I really love the proverb, you never step in the same river twice, because it communicates this message that even in the act of stepping into the river, you are gaining new experience, you are gaining new knowledge, you are becoming someone new, because everything we do, every path we traverse, every decision we make, whether it's to eat Cheerios or Fruity Pebbles in the morning, it still impacts the day you're gonna have. The magnitude of these decisions, we don't quite know, but we do know that our choices matter, and who we choose to be matters. There is going to be some rebirth or renewal on the horizon, but not in the same way that the death card brings rebirth. In the way that baptism brings rebirth, that a really great bath brings rebirth. This is a purification, not in the sense that you are impure, but that to be fully pure is to be fully yourself without any external thought, anyone else's opinions or judgment or thoughts, positive or negative, right? Opinions and judgment and indictments can be for good or for bad. None of it matters. What matters is you. And this is a time, a moment for being born again, fully you, in a pure state, without the influence of others. Not that we don't listen, not that we don't take in information and use it wisely, judiciously, but that you are enough purely as you are. And that is where the love comes in. This rebirth happens when we step into self-love. Because in order to show up purely as who we are, full of ourselves, we must love that aspect. Every piece of who we are, even the ones that we think make us dark and ugly and unlovable, it's your magic. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Knight of Cups, our theme of self and well-being, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I am reborn as my whole self. I'm going to invite you to take another breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of, I am reborn as my whole self. Your full self. Everything that you are. There is no good, there is no bad, there is just true. Okay. When you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I am reborn as my whole self. That one was empowering. At least for me. I hope it was for you too. For our practice today, I want you to take a cleansing bath or shower. I am partial to the bath, which my friends will tell you is disgusting. But I love soaking in a tub. I love sitting down instead of standing up. But do it up. Make it feel nurturing and special. If you have a special bath bomb or shower steamer, sea salt scrub, or something that feels really luxurious, bust it out. Use it. Take this time to nurture and nourish your body with love. And as you ease into the tub or feel the shower raining down from above, just imagine the water rolling off of you and taking away with it doubts, self-criticism, negative voices, anything that no longer serves you, that water is cleansing away. And then let me know in the comments, are you a shower or a bath taker? Which one? This is the eternal debate. I am one of the only fighters for the bath among my friends, so I'd really like to have some allies in this fight. So let me know in the comments if you are a bath or a shower taker. Thank you all so very much for being here today, and as always, I am looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe, follow, like, comment, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. All of these things are the very best way to support the Cohere Collective, to support Our Daily Ritual, and to support me, Reese Brown, founder of the Cohere Collective. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.